This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Dean. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden renewed his attacks on U.S. President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic at Thursday's final debate before the November 3rd election. The televised encounter in Nashville, Tennessee, represents one of Mr. Trump's last remaining opportunities to reshape a campaign dominated by a pandemic that has killed more than 225,000 people in the United States and devastated the economy. The first segment of the debate was far more civil than the candidates' first clash in September, when Mr. Trump's constant interruptions and exchanges of personal insults derailed the evening. U.S. officials say that Russian hackers have targeted dozens of state and local networks in recent days. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day, U.S. officials say Russian hackers have been targeting dozens of state and local networks in the United States, and data was stolen from at least two servers. The advisory comes from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency. The advisory did not specify any victims who were targeted, but added there is no information that any election or government operations have been affected. A Russian state-sponsored group, alternately known as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear, is believed to be responsible for the attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is condemning what it calls excessive use of force by the Nigerian military for firing on unarmed demonstrators. Amnesty International says at least 38 people, including 12 in capital Lagos, were killed by the Nigerian army and police in a brutal crackdown on protesters Tuesday. France on Thursday extended the anti-COVID curfew and place in nine cities to large parts of the country. That means 46 million people are now being forced to stay indoors at night. The new measures will take effect from midnight Saturday, with the prime minister saying the coming months will be hard. This is VOA News.